And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of October, 2012. The great tradition of Oktoberfest goes back to this day in 1810, when the Crown Prince of Bavaria, Ludwig, was getting married to Princess Therese of Saxony. They wanted to invite the entire city of Munich along to celebrate. There was horse racing, and there was lots and lots of beer. And the Bavarians had such a good time, they decided to hold the same party the next year, and then again and again and again. These days, Oktoberfest starts in late September and goes for about 2 weeks. It's the birthday of the author and psychologist Robert Coles, born in Boston, 1929, author of more than 60 books. He was in the South at the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement. He was planning to be a child psychologist. And one day during a visit to New Orleans, 1960, he saw a white mob surrounding a six-year-old black girl named Ruby Bridges, who was kneeling in her starched white dress in the middle of it all to pray for the mob that was attacking her. And Coles decided to begin what would become his work for the next few decades, trying to understand how children and their parents come to terms with radical change, became his book Children of Crisis, which came out in 1967. Robert Coles said we should look inward and think about the meaning of our life and its purposes, lest we do it in 20 or 30 years and it's too late. It's the birthday of the poet and translator Robert Fitzgerald, born in Geneva, New York, 1910, best known for his English translations of Homer's Odyssey and the Iliad. He was classics professor at Harvard, and he liked to recite Homer out loud. And it's the birthday of the novelist Alice Childress, born in Charleston, South Carolina, 1916. She was a playwright, best known for her novels A Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich and A Short Walk. Alice Childress, who said, "Life is just a short walk from the cradle to the grave, and it sure behooves us to be kind to one another along the way." Here's a poem for today by E.E. Cummings. All in green went my love riding. All in green went my love riding on a great horse of gold into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, the merry deer ran before. Fleeter be they than dappled dreams, the swift sweet deer, the red rare deer. Four red roebuck at a white water, the cruel bugle sang before. Horn at hip went my love riding, riding the echo down into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, the level meadows ran before. Softer be they than slippered sleep, the lean lithe deer, the fleet-flown deer. Four fleet does at a gold valley, the famished arrow sang before. Bow at belt went my love riding, riding the mountain down into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, the sheer peaks ran before. Paler be they than daunting death, the sleek slim deer, the tall tense deer. Four tall stags at a green mountain, the lucky hunter sang before. All in green went my love riding on a great horse of gold into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, my heart fell dead before. E.E. Cummings' poem, All in Green Went My Love Riding, from his 100 Selected Poems, published by Grove Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.